everybody. Before we get to our guest, we are actually sitting here at NAIP, and I want to pay the bills a little bit. So, big shout out and a super heartfelt thank you to TGS for sponsoring our podcast pavilion at NAIP. TGS has decades of experience providing deep insights and understanding to supply society's evolving energy needs across the energy spectrum. Through innovation and data-driven solutions, they utilize diverse data sources, including their own, to create actionable insights that enable you to make the right decisions, which is what we're going to get to in a minute. But check them out. Links in the show notes. If you want to try to remember it, it's TGS.com. Also, shout out to our company, my company, OGGN, the world's largest, most listened to oil and gas podcast network in the world. Learn more at OGGN.com. And then NAIP, the conference that we're at, North American Prospect Expo. That's where deals are done. Check them out at NAIPExpo.com. And then USI, they donate the prizes we're giving away today. Visit them at USI.com. And I am lucky enough to have Laura Sanchez on with TGS. Thanks for coming on the show, Laura.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and we had a little bit of a mix-up. My apologies. Okay. I will take full responsibility of that. We're really busy running two simultaneous podcast tables. And I forgot that somebody needed to actually interview our sponsor, TGS. So please, TGS, my apologies. But we're going to have some fun and we're going to learn a lot. So, Laura, I've known TGS for a while. And when I think of TGS, I think of subsurface data for the oil and gas industry. But y'all are much more than that now, aren't y'all?
Yes. So we are much more than that. And we keep on growing and expanding and servicing different industries. So definitely TGS is known for seismic acquisition data, processing, and all of that that you just mentioned. Some years ago, the company decided to service other industries or to find new ways to service the oil and gas industry. It's been our core business. And we decided to create new products. So that's where the R&D department that I work for kind of makes sense in the company. And for example, last year in AirTech, we launched the Well Data Analytics platform, which combines all this data that you're mentioning, for example, geologic data, production data, completion data, et cetera, and provides services, provides a platform, first of all, for users to access the data. So everything is in one place. It's easy to access. It's user-friendly, so it's very easy to understand how to navigate. It, of course, is downloadable as well, so you can download any data set that you want to download in any type of format that you need it for your workflows. But on top of that, we provide interpret products. So, for example, we have TGS interpreted TOPS. So we'll tell you, geologically speaking, what we think are the formations that have been targeted in certain area, because as you probably already know, some of these permits, when they're filed, they will tell you a formation. In reality, when you look at the geology of the area and you interpret it, they're actually landing in a completely different zone. So that's important for our users to know, to just not stuck to whatever was originally in the permit, but to understand in the context of the geology and the basin that they're looking at, where are actually, what are the formations that have been developed, how much they're producing, what operators are in the area, etc. So that is what we have created so far, and we have new customers, they like it, they're providing us feedback, and we take their feedback very seriously for the features that we develop in the future and for upcoming products. Now, where my product comes in the picture with all of that is we have just launched, and actually the press release was released today, the Well Economics data set. So we have all this data that is numbers, production numbers, forecast numbers, production allocated to the lease or to the well bore, etc. But then we started thinking, what else can we provide our users that is useful for their workflows? So we went one step ahead and we sourced cost data, for example, lease operating expenses, gathering, processing, and transportation expenses, tax regime structures, etc., etc. And we developed a TGS economic model that will allow you to evaluate a well economic whether the well is economic or not. So it will go all the way to the single well, but also it will allow you to evaluate a set of assets. So if you aggregate a set of wells, or even if you want to know more or less what a company is valued at, you can use our tool for that purpose.
Well, you said something earlier, and I want to back up a little bit because this is super important. So this data, and a lot of this is financial data, which is super important when you're trying to figure out if a well is viable or not. Y'all didn't scrape this off the internet. This is real data.
Yes. So this is real data. So the way we do it is we, of course, use the SEC filings. We take our time to go to source in the different basins. All the operators are public. We go by each one of those files. So, for example, just to name a few, we go through investor presentation releases, any, for example, 10K, that is the annual filing that they do on an annual basis. We also go through any A&D on M&A activity or presentations that they've had in the past or in the recent past, or even any guidance that they provide by the beginning of the year or when they tell you like kind of the summary of the previous year. We take information from all of those sources, and then we extract the information that is important for in order to get some of those metrics in the model. And then we found our own way to assign those values to either the operator that, that it belongs. So for example, if you go and source data from Pioneer, then we are, you're gonna apply it to Pioneer wells. But also to a way to assign it to the wells that are nearby that not you can't necessarily find information. So if they are private operators, you can't really find information unless you get access to private data. So we do all of that. We put it into our models, into our cost models as well. We apply it to the in a well basis, in a well level basis. And what one thing that I used to work for very different companies previous to this. So one thing I like about this company versus what other vendors are doing out there is that they really listen to their clients. So we do client advisory boards at least once every month, if not maybe more than that. And sometimes we do one focus group every quarter. We invite our clients over. We take them out for coffee or lunch or dinner. And then we kind of also ask them to help us calibrate and validate this data. So we have these models that we have created, and with their help, we make them better, we refine them, and we make them more useful for the specific basins that we are creating.
Yeah, and I want to mention something else. So you don't have a team of college interns pulling this data. Y'all have subject matter expertise that are, this is what they do, what they've done. They're educated, and they're making sure this data is clean and as accurate as humanly possible.
That is correct. So we have a team that sources the data, but the process is managed by experts from the sourcing all the way to the cleanup, all the way to how it gets applied into the models. Even the models are helped develop with the advice and the expertise of those professionals. And then once it is deployed and then applied to the data, we ourselves help in the testing process as well. So we not only check that the data is being inputted and is outputting correct values, but also we talk to the clients and then we refine the models and calibrate the data on the outputs.
And I know I keep pulling her back. Trust me, we're going to go forward. But one little other thing. She mentioned the data is clean. If you're in this industry, in this space, this big data space, you know how much of this data is dirty, is not clean. And I don't know how many millions of dollars of payroll dollars are spent on engineers who are sitting there scrubbing Excel spreadsheets for days on time instead of doing engineering work. And y'all make sure that data is clean so that the engineer can actually do engineering work.
Yes. And also, like, if you think about it, for example, I used to work at a bank before. It took me a day or even more just to source cost data for a specific operators in specific basins. We are taking all that time, and then we are kind of saving you all that time. You don't have to go and scrape all these reports, figure out what data is valuable, put it in your models, because we are doing all of that for you. So when you get our models, it's something that is ready to use.
Yep, go to work right away.
Yes, ready to use, ready to plug it in your workflows, and ready to do the actual important work, which is, do you want to pursue this company? Do you want to pursue this asset? How can I make this more profitable? What are my offset operators doing that I'm missing and I need to implement in my operations? So we are helping you like streamline the process so you don't have to waste time where it's not needed.
Laura, you took my next 3 minutes of questions right out of my mouth, and we didn't rehearse this, but that's where I wanted to go next. So if you're an operator, let me ask you this. Is this only for like the super majors, or is this for all operators, even the small ones?
No, this is for everyone. And I will say, even if you ask me, I would say this is suitable for everyone. And I will mention two different scenarios. So if I were a Pioneer or an Exxon, like the big ones, the big fish, I want to make sure that whatever my team is delivering, so if I'm an upper management in the board of directors and I'm looking at a target that I'm potentially pursuing for M&A, for example, I want to make sure that what my team, my technical team, my internal engineers and geologists and geophysicists, etc., are the numbers they're coming up with make sense. So of course I trust them, of course I want to believe that what they're saying is true, but then TGS can help me and the management team, without being an expert, technically speaking, without being the engineer and the geologist, to come up with a number that will help me validate those numbers that my technical team is putting together. So I think for them, that's important. It helps them, first of all, kind of screen the targets, narrow down the targets that they really want to pursue. And once they have narrowed down those targets, and let's say they are down to two that they really are interested in, then how can I make sure that the numbers my technical team is providing, it's making sense, using a completely different approach, which is TGS approach. So at least let's say my team is coming with a valuation of, I don't know, somewhere between $50 and $65 billion, and TGS is coming with a valuation of $55 to $70 billion. At least there is an overlap that I think, okay, somehow there is an overlap, this makes sense, at least I can trust the numbers. So I would say that's a scenario for, let's say, a big company, big operator. And let's say, let's talk about a smaller operator. So smaller operators, they have a limited number of resources. They might not have all the engineers or geologists or people in-house that they probably will have, would like to have, or that a big operator will have because of the resources. So how can I save their time to make them do the work that is really valuable for me? So if I have them spending one day or 2 days scouting and researching for data that is already provided, it's already there, why would I waste their time when I can use their expertise for something that is more valuable for what I need, technically speaking?
Yeah, so did you understand, Aurits, what she said? So here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Laura. Number one, if you're a large operator and you want independent third-party verification of what you're getting ready to do, TGS can do it literally out of the box. And if you're a smaller operator and you don't have this type of expertise on payroll, they do, right? So TGS actually can be your experts and help make sure you make the right decisions around those wells and those fields. Now, I want to back up a little bit since we're at NAEP. NAEP, if you don't know, audience, is the North American Prospect Expo. Right now, there's a lot of mineral-bearing properties that are being offered for sale or for lease. And then you have operators and also people that flip leases or basically broker mineral rights, walk around looking for good deals. If I'm that person, Laura, and I'm looking as a way to evaluate all of these different mineral-bearing properties, once again, TGS could come in there and help you do it very fast.
Yes, very fast, very easy. You just need to go through Well Data Analytics, the platform. You need to choose, for example, what operator or company you're interested in. You select their wells, and then with that selection comes, you will get something that will pop up, which is kind of the economic panel. With that economic panel, we have a bunch of different inputs that we use for the model. You can see what those inputs are, so it's not a black box. We are telling you these are TGS pre-assumed inputs. And we tell them what those values are depending on the area that you're selecting. So it depends on the basin that you have selected. And then we give you the economic outputs as part of that economic result. Now, if you are the expert in the area and you say, okay, you know what, $3,000 per month for a well in this area is kind of not in line with my cost structure. Maybe I have better cost structure. Maybe I have a little bit higher cost structure. You can change the input and then you can recalculate on the fly. So you will recalculate with your specific inputs and you keep proprietary control of those inputs because we don't know what your input is there. You can customize it as much as you like. You can recalculate those outputs and export the financial model with your customization, so with your custom inputs, and that makes it your own, so you can just use that right away.
Now, here's something that I have no idea how Laura's going to answer this. I just noticed from experience, one of my favorite things about your company, actually two of my favorite things. Number one, if I get stuck from a technology point of view, I literally can pick up the phone and somebody in your company actually answers, a real person, right?
Yes.
So you have amazing customer service. The second thing is all of this data, which a lot of other companies that are sort of in the space keep, that they give you access to only as visual. You can't actually download it. Y'all don't care. You can download the data.
Yes. Yeah. And you, so this is very transparent. And when I was working for the bank previously, sometimes we wouldn't trust necessarily the models and the data. And when we wanted to talk to them, so far I didn't have an issue of talking to the analyst or the person who put together the model, but I did have a lot of issues understanding the assumptions and kind of figuring out if those assumptions make sense for what we were trying to do. And we didn't have a way to customize them. And that was a problem because whatever data we input from those platforms, we couldn't really make it our own or make it what our clients wanted it to be. So we actually had to start from scratch and create our own models and do everything ourselves. Now with TGS is very different. First of all, they have excellent customer support. So what you're saying is true. You can call, for example, you can call me, and either if I cannot solve your problem, I will find someone who will. So let's say you're trying to do a direct download for 10,000 or 20,000 wells and you cannot figure it out, we will have the person that will help you figure it out and they will walk you step by step in the process. So we have that, but also on top of that, we are not keeping our models like a black box. We are showing you exactly what we think the assumptions are and why. You want to talk to me or to anyone in our team to understand where those assumptions came from, how we came up to the conclusion of a certain number versus a different number, we'll be glad to talk to you. Actually, that's part of the process to make this better, to make it more refined. And we also will show you the equations. I mean, we don't have any issue. We don't have anything that's like a black box you cannot see. So we are happy to show you. We are happy to improve. We are happy to get your feedback as a client and figure maybe a better way to do it if there is a better way.
Yeah, I love this. All right, it's time to wind down the show. Is there anything else about TGS you want to mention that maybe has happened recently and I don't know the question to ask?
In terms of development?
In terms of development,
okay,
yeah.
So we've had a lot of things happening recently. So one of them is that we are merging with PGS.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So that is one of the biggest news that we can share publicly because it's been publicly announced. We are actually in the process of integrating the two companies. We think it's going to be a great integration, and we think we can provide our companies with a better solution for all their needs in terms of whether it's seismic or whether it's oil and gas clients. We also have services that provide solutions for the solar energy industry, for the wind energy industry, and for carbon capture.
So we have
a lot of new things coming up in the pipeline, new things in our portfolio that you can check it out if you are in any of those industries. And recently, we have announced an internal change within our organization. We are not going to be just well data products anymore. We are onshore products. And what that means is that we are offering, for example, on top of the well data analytics platform, our salespeople and our team can provide you from all the life cycle of whatever you need, from seismic to well data products to carbon capture to anything. And so we are just providing everything in one solution in one place.
Yeah, what an easy place to make sure you get the right data to make the right decisions no matter what you're doing. I love this, Laura. All right, we got to shut this thing down. If people want to find out more about TGS, even though I mentioned at the beginning, where should they go?
Yeah, so they should go to our TGS.com. They should also, if they want to know more about our products, what we're coming up with every week, we have a Spotlight newsletter that is released every Friday. So be checking the one that's going to be released this Friday. We're going to be talking about well economics and how you can use all the well economics data that we have recently launched, put it in your workflows, and use it to do seamless asset evaluation processes. So that one, you can also find it there. When you go to tgs.com, you can enroll in our Spotlight newsletter, and you will get those notifications every week with great articles that tell you more about not only about our data and products, but how to put those into real use, like how you can use them for real case study, real specific situations.
Yeah. And Laura, if people want to get in touch with you, I'm guessing LinkedIn's probably the best choice.
Yeah. So LinkedIn or you can my
no,
email.
No. We're not putting email. There's some strange people in the world.
Oh,
we don't want to put your email.
So LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if you're one of those strange LinkedIn people, I'm sorry. We're not giving you your email. All right. So, Laura, okay, shut this thing down. Listeners, all the links of everything Laura just mentioned, their newsletter, their website, her LinkedIn profile will be in the show notes. So if you're on Android or iOS, just scroll left to right. You'll see the hyperlink. Just hit it with your finger and it'll take you straight there. Laura, this has been awesome. You've actually educated me, which was great. Thank you. And I wish you much success with the new company.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.